This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
From the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Pain and Pendergast.
Yep, Pain and Pendergast on our way to spring training next week. This will be our last show in studio here for a while. We'll be there all next week, Monday through Friday, in West Palm Beach, covering the Astros spring training. Very much looking forward to it. Very much looking forward to getting down there for some spring ball. Exclusive Furniture and Academy, thank you, thank you, thank you for helping send us there. Seth, you had an awkward Astros story that you were going to tell.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't Astros necessarily, but it involved Roger Clemens a year before he became an Astro. And there's a kind of a Texans connection to it. So it was 4th of July, 2003. Okay. I was visiting my friend Rich Sheeran, who lives in New Jersey, and he and his dad were going to take my sister and I to a Red Sox-Yankees game. And Clemens wasn't pitching that day, but Clemens obviously was with the Yankees at that time. And I was chatting about it. I knew about it a few weeks in advance, and I was talking to somebody with the Texans, just telling them what I was doing over summer vacation. I said, oh, I'm going to go to a Red Sox-Yankees game on the 4th of July. Kind of, it's going to be a pretty cool experience.
It's Americana, yeah. Right there, yeah.
And this person that worked for the Texans, like, you know, who's a huge Texans fan is Roger Clemens.
Mm,
and at that point, I don't even know if I knew that he was from Houston or anything, but yeah. This guy that worked for the Texans did. He's like, let me make a call because he might want to meet you. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And I, you know, it's just like, I didn't think much of it. And he called me back and he's like, yeah, Roger Clemens would love to meet you. Just come down and meet this person from the Yankees. You got to go ask for this person from the Yankees before the game. So we get there on the 4th of July. And I'm guessing, you know, I was at my nose tackle-ist at that point, probably 320 pounds or so, sweating my ass off, and kind of uncomfortable before the game even began.
Yeah.
But I go seek out this person from the Yankees that I called them on their cell phone or something, and the person on the other end sounds completely surprised and confused about what the hell I'm talking about. And I'm put in this position where I'm like, I play football for the Texans. We're a new football team.
That's true. They might not, honestly, might not have even known, because this was coming off of your first season. They
And I'm talking to a baseball person.
Oh,
and
my God.
It was a woman. She's like, okay, well, come meet me down by such and such section. So I go down, and there's this really nice young lady who had a clipboard and everything, and she's dressed up all nice and everything, and she's like, nice to meet you, Mr. Payne, blah, blah, blah. And I'm, by that point, I'm already feeling a little weird. And she's like, okay, we're just out. Can you just wait here for a minute? And I'm thinking, like, I've never met Clemens in my life before. And I also know, but I know that Clemens is a guy that's very... very strict about his pregame, and he wasn't pitching that day, but I think it was the day before he pitched.
It's,
and I'm just thinking, like,
dude,
I don't want to mess up Roger Clemens' routine.
Yeah, it's not a one-day-a-week thing with these guys.
Yeah, if he's out, if his routine is that he spends 20 minutes shagging flies and then does this or that. And then, like, so the woman is super nice, but I can tell she still doesn't know what the hell anybody's talking about. And she's I'm starting to get the vibe that she's treating me like I'm an imposter of some sort.
Yeah.
Or like trying to talk my way onto the field.
Why
or into
wouldn't
the clubhouse.
She if she didn't know you were supposed to be there?
I know.
You know?
So she's talking on her cell phone and making these calls turned away from me where I can tell she's saying stuff like, well, I don't know. I mean, does Roger know about this? Do we, like, and I'm looking around and I just, it ended up being like 30 minutes of me increasingly, them growing more skeptical of me.
Yeah.
And you know, Sean, you know how I am. I'm not a guy to be like, I'm an NFL football player. What the hell are you talking about?
Dude, you want it out of there, I think, probably.
So I bailed. I was like, you know what? Hey, something came up. So I apologize. Hopefully I didn't screw anything up.
Bye.
And because it was getting to the point where they were almost going to just like, and I could tell that. Whatever, however big a fan like Roger Clemens may have been, at some point they asked Roger Clemens and he didn't know what the hell they were talking
probably
about.
Probably so, yeah.
And that was the point where I could hear her be like, well, Roger says he doesn't know. And I'm like, so now I'm already a distraction because they're asking Roger Clemens about this thing.
Dude.
And I bailed. I made up some bad excuse. And I to this day, I cringe every time I think of it. But I did. I asked Roger about it when I saw him at an event like 10 years later.
Yeah.
And at the very least, he claims he had no memory
he
of it.
He didn't remember it. Okay, that's good.
He played in a million baseball games in his career. I'm guessing it was he didn't think of a bit about
played
it.
Played a million baseball games and was a big enough star where there probably were guys that tried to pull what they thought you were trying to pull. You were reaching a point in that story probably where there was a better chance you were going to get taken into some security office than going to meet Roger Clemens.
I think they were going to bring me in there.
Yeah.
But in my mind, I'm playing it out and it's going to be like, hi, Roger. I'm Seth Payne and this is why you should be happy to meet me.
Right.
And it all started with some well-intentioned Texans employee who was just trying to set up something nice for something he thought
was Are you at liberty to tell me if you ever circled back with that particular Texans employee to give them the update on how things went?
They've been fired by the,
because of that. Seth Payne got him fired.
I got him fired.
Yep.
I walked into the office and I said, I'm Seth Payne, damn it.
I tell you what, that would have... I grew up a big Roger Clemens fan, right?
Yeah.
I was a teenager when he was winning Cy Youngs in Boston in the 80s.
Yeah.
And had I had an arrangement like that set up for me by somebody and with as much kind of mystery around how this is all going to get executed, I would have been so stressed out going to the ballpark that day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, 'cause that would have been, like, at that time, would have been a dream for me to meet Roger Clemens. Are you kidding me?
No, and that was the same way I was. I'm just Seth Payne. This is Roger freaking Clemens.
Exactly.
And I felt like I was the fanboy, and it started to feel more and more like, man, I'm an annoyance.
Yeah.
Like, I am a weirdo that won't... I felt like I was being perceived like I was a guy who wasn't going to let up.
Yeah.
And it was like, that was the opposite of the case. I remember the employee now, actually. I don't want to say his name in case I'm misremembering actually who it was. But it was, he laughed about it and he apologized. Because it was just genuinely a bunch of crossed wires and mixed messages that screwed it all up.
I'd have gotten mad that he laughed about it. What's so funny? I was stressed out for an hour waiting for this guy. Oh, man. That's hilarious.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase.
Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The text is still rolling in on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line about spring training and what we should wear. We'll get to those. Rockets back in action tonight. 27 games left in the season. It feels like, hey, the halfway point because it's the All-Star break. They've only got 27 games left in the season. I believe sitting in fourth place right now because the Lakers lost to the Hornets the other night. I don't know the exact standings. They're in that bunch of teams that are in between 2 and 5 in the Western Conference. It's OKC. It's this next chunk of teams that the Rockets are part of, and then it's everybody else in the Western Conference. I heard, who was it? I think it was In the Loop yesterday. Asked this question. It's a good one. Like, who are down the stretch here? Who are the ones or one that have the most to prove down the stretch here for the, the Rockets?
I think the easy answer is Jalen Green. Yeah. And that would probably be the consensus choice. As it gets closer and closer to crunch time, can you come up in big moments? All of that. For me, this isn't probably the right answer for the way the question is phrased for the most to prove. But I guess the guy I'm most excited about and most eager to see is Jabari Smith Jr.
He's back tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So exactly what does all that look like? How are they working him in now that the other wings have done some good? Like, it's just that's the part that's a much bigger X factor than his name brand appeal that I'm excited for. I feel like he's proven plenty already, but now he's coming off of injury. What are we going to get out of him?
Well, and
between
he,
now and the playoffs.
Yeah, no, it's a good question. And I would say two things about that. One, he's one guy that legitimately his return comes with questions about the rotation itself, you know, because since he's been gone, they plugged Amen Thompson into the starting lineup, and he's playing 40 plus minutes a night. And I don't think you mess with Amen Thompson needs to be playing 40 minutes a night for this team, which means he should be in the starting lineup. So then it's okay. Well, do you bring Dylan Brooks off the bench? Is he equipped to do that? Dylan Brooks has had some really good games of late as well. So that's interesting to me. Jabari, for his part, when he was asked about it yesterday, because Ime Udoka has not, excuse me, given any indication as to whether Jabari is going to start or not. He was starting when he got hurt. Jabari doesn't care, at least according to his interview he did yesterday, whether he starts or comes off the bench, whatever. The other interesting thing is, and I don't have the stats in front of me, but the with and without Jabari Smith stats are pretty staggering when it comes to this team defensively.
Yeah.
With Jabari Smith, they are, you know, the chunk that he's there, they're an elite defensive team. Since he's been gone, this has not been nearly as good a team defensively.
Right, yeah, and that was one of the calling cards for the first part of the season. Way back when, in 2024, man, wow, what a defense.
Yes.
In 2025, they've been a below-average defense, particularly in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So, not to put it all on one guy, but especially on defense, that one guy can make a huge difference as to how much pressure is on everybody else.
I would say one more, and this is like most to prove. This is like a different kind of proof. Tari Eason, when he's on the floor for this team, I think is a level of difference maker like that as well. On the glass, defensively, offensively lately when he's been playing, he's had some really good games. Tari Eason staying healthy, like he can't stay healthy. Like they've had to load manage him and things like that. You get to the playoffs, you're going to need Tari Eason. You know, when you're going against good teams, 7-game series, you're going to need X factor guys like that. So that would probably be another one for me. Tari Eason.
This is I hope we see a version of the Rockets that just comes out with their hair on fire tonight.
That would be great.
There was a matter of young guys, you know, playing deep into the season so far, and all of the other things that come with it. The fatigue maybe started to get to them more than it should have, and that you just see a different version of them.
Yep. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Friday. Hope you're having a great morning here. Take a Mania. We started doing this a couple of weeks ago, and we're treating this. We have a reigning defending champ in the bad take department. There are 1, 2, 3, looks like 4 challengers this week for Angelo Cataldi, formerly of WIP in Philadelphia. We'll play his bad take that's the reigning defending champ, and we'll play the contenders and decide if there's a new champion. Take a Mania is next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.